the way. You show us 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 the way. You are justice, 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 you show us the way. You show us the way. You show us the way. Show us the way. Show us. You are freedom. You are freedom. You show us the way. 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 Oh, you show us the way. Oh, you show us. Oh, you show us. You show us the way. Oh, you show us the way. Oh, you show us the way. You show us the way. You show us the way. Please rise in body or in spirit to sing Hosanna together. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let's sing it again. You can remain risen. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them.
My name is Ben. My pronouns are he, his.
And we'll be singing some songs this morning. I invite you to participate or wave your palms in whatever way you see fit. Whether it's singing this morning, or listening, or meditating, or moving your body, all of these things are valid ways to worship this morning. So let's sing together, starting with, Lord, I need you. Runs deep. So teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Seated.
Amen, amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. My name is Pastor Katie. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm so glad to be worshiping with you this morning. I want to give thanks for Pax, who's playing a lot of music this morning and leading us. Thank you, Pax, and for Ben Hamlet, who's joining us on the guitar. We're so grateful for the music and the leadership this morning, and welcome to each of you. It's good to see everyone here this morning. Those of you who are joining us for the first time here in the sanctuary, we're glad you're here. Those of you who are joining us online on Zoom, we're also grateful that you are here with us. We would welcome you to fill out a visitor card if you're new in your pews. In front of you are visitor cards, if you would take a moment to fill those out. Also online, there are online visitor cards. We would love for you to share a little bit about yourself and your name so we can connect further with you. So welcome on this Palm Sunday. Welcome to each of us this morning. I wanted to lift up just a couple announcements also in light of or for the service today, but also this coming week. One of the things I wanted to share is during this time, still as we're in a pandemic, still we are we're adapting a little bit of our worship service so that during the prayer time, as we gather for prayer, we're collecting prayer cards. So I will read those prayers out loud from cards that you write. So if you have a prayer on your heart that you'd like to lift up here in the space, feel free to use a 3x5 card also in your pew and just write out the prayer that you'd like to lift up, and then we will share that during the joys and concerns time. So we will collect those prayers during the offering, so please feel free to take time to lift up what's on your heart so we can be praying with you and for you this morning. I also wanted to highlight a few things that are happening this week. First of all, and they are in your bulletin as well, but I wanted to highlight a couple, and there's one that is not in your bulletin, which is on Tuesday, we in the evening on Zoom, we are having a support group gathering just to talk about, we did one of these in person, but we're doing another one online. We're going to gather together to talk about really what's been on our hearts through this series that we've been going through during Lent on the body. And sex and sexuality and gender identity, a lot of, it's raised a lot for a lot of us. And so we wanted to have some opportunity, particularly, yeah, for all of us to gather. If you're interested and just would like a supportive space to process some of that, some of what's come up for you, you are so welcome to join us. Please let us know if you're not on our listserv or would like to get information so that we can get that Zoom link to you. It will go out on our listserv. Just let me know after the service, or you can also talk to Lynn, who is right here, Lynn Lampman, she and I will be hosting that gathering. So let us know if you'd like to join and need information on that. A couple other things. This week, for Holy Week, every day there will be a creative reflection coming out on our listserv, recorded from one of our members here at TAB. So during Holy Week, we're going to have every day a reflection that's from someone on here in the community, just to help us get into this journey toward Jerusalem. So again, if you'd like to get on our listserv, let me know so we can get that to you as well. Also, next Saturday is our community meal here from 1 to 3. Community meal is right down in the community room. Talk to Lucinda if you would like information or can help. We would love help, both for setting up, cleanup, and just also for your presence. It's a great opportunity to eat and talk with our neighbors and commune together. So that is next Saturday. Let us know if you can help. And then also on next Sunday is Easter, so we will be gathering here at 10 a.m. There's also been an announcement coming out about Easter flowers. We invite you to bring your potted flowers. If you have a flower you'd like to share, you can bring. We are also, if you'd like to donate $5, we will purchase flowers for you that you can then take home after the service, or you can leave here and we will plant them in the garden outside. So again, Lucinda, are you the person to talk to about flowers? So talk to Lucinda about flowers. And there are papers on the greeter table with more information. We're inviting you to think of someone who has helped you to rise up in your life and to dedicate flowers in their honor. So be thinking of that. We would love to celebrate those folk who you are remembering as well. All right, as we come into our service today, what I wanted to say also about our Palm Passion service today, just to give us a little bit of orientation, it's a bit of an unusual service, and I wanted to just offer this as you come into this space. It's going to feel a little strange and odd and kind of jarring as we move through this service, because Palm Passion Sunday is kind of this strange thing where we move from the shouts of Hosanna and praising God to into the passion. And so it's a kind of a weird sort of jolting experience, but that's on purpose. It's on purpose to try to get us into this story and really to think about this aspect of our humanness, that we can be fickle people. We can easily often pledge our allegiance to God or to Jesus, but find ourselves struggling when things are hard. And so the service is kind of trying to wrestle with that. How can we as humans move from praise God to crucify him? These are difficult things. Part of being human is this struggle and wrestling with our fickleness. And so we're going to move into that space. We invite you to care for yourself, to be reflective as we are in this process. And there actually will be some time after we hear the Passion story also where we'll invite you in some silence to reflect. You're welcome to write or draw during that time just to be processing and reflecting what comes up for you during the service. So let us begin now our journey into Holy Week, and let us worship God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Susan Wargo. My pronouns are she and her. Let's begin with our opening prayer, and let us pray. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Gracious God, as we stand at the gates of the city, give us grace to recognize the one we proclaim and courage to be a part of your kingdom. Even when it goes against our ways and the ways of the world, even when it leads us where we do not want to go, empower us to free ourselves from the tempting alternatives of power, wealth, status, domination, and violence, and embolden us to live lives of thanksgiving and praise. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. And now let us move into our communal time of prayer. We will be praying together the words that you see on the screen, I am told. We will be praying the words together that are in bold. And now, let us pray. On this Sunday, O God, we remember how fickle we are, how we pledge our devotion one moment and turn our backs the next. We go from shouting, Hosanna, save us, crucify him. We speak up for change and justice in one breath, and then continue unjust practices in our daily lives by what we consume and the needs we ignore. Forgive us, O God, for we are half-hearted believers. Forgive us, O God, for we are partial justice warriors. Forgive us, O God, for we tire easily and we forget and we grow weary. Forgive us, restore us, and renew us for the journey of faith, so that we might become whole people who live wholly into your vision of new life. In the name of Christ, who liveth in the fullest of humanity, and whom we follow. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. God opens your ears. God speaks when you are silent. God approaches you in the parade and at table, in your denial and in your praise, to be your help now and always. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
I invite you to rise in body or in spirit to sing our song of praise. And as we do, I also invite you to bring up your palms to the front table or dance them all the way up too. Let's sing together.
Jesus, we lift your name on high. We lift your name on high, your name on high. Be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high in all the earth. Be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high, be lifted high in all the earth. Cristo, tu nombre alabaré.
And now, don't sit down too quickly, and now is the time in our service to turn to our neighbors and pass the peace of Christ. And those of you on Zoom, I encourage you also to pass the peace of Christ to each other. Truth be told, I just said to Katie, I keep having to look where I am, where we are in the service. And she leaned over to me and she said, well, now you're reading scripture. So thank you, Pastor Katie. Our scripture reading, our first scripture reading this morning, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. As Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead. Go into the village over there, he said. As soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks you what you're doing, just say, the Lord needs them, and they will immediately let you take them. This took place to fulfill the prophecy that said, tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey's colt. The two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in highest heaven. The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. Who is this? They asked. And the crowd replied, it's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
This is now the time in our service where we invite children forward for the children's time, and let's sing to invite them forward.
Let the little children come, let the little children come, let the little children come unto me. Let the little children come, let the little children come, let the little children come unto me. And do not forbid them, do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven.
Good morning. Today's children's time is brought to you by Robert, who's feeling a little shy. So we recorded a video earlier this week of Robert's children's time. And so I'm going to try to have, we're having a little speaker issue. So if you can't hear it and you want to come closer, please do that. And then, but hopefully you'll be able to hear it. Seemed like a great idea at the time. Coming.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, you're doing it upside down. You can turn it around. Sorry.
But it won't make noise.
Okay. It's coming. Try it another way.
There we go.
My name is Robert, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name is Robert's mom, Lucinda, and my pronouns are she and her.
It's like if we pause it.
And the other day, Robert said something interesting at breakfast, and I said to him that would make a great children's time.
I'm gonna try my hotspot.
But he thought he might be a little nervous sharing in the church, so we decided that he might record a video of his thoughts, and we could play that for the children's time. So Robert, what is it that you have been thinking about lately?
How this church is different, and not different, but very different on the different genders.
I have, my name is Robert, and my pronouns
and
are
the people on Zoom.
Hi,
who are
my
still
name
part
is
of this
Robert's
church,
mom.
Like Tonio, Auntie Laura, who is in another part of the country, and that is another nice because I feel like I don't think I would look at the world today as I would.
If not for the church. So what is an example of how you see the world?
Like how all this violence is going on depending on the different genders, like the different people, their races, and their genders being murdered, and I don't like that. And I feel like I wouldn't care about it if I didn't go to this church. I actually feel like I wouldn't care about it if I never went to the church. I would not have cared about that.
And because you care about it, what? Are you gonna do?
I'm gonna fight against it until freedom is won, and I will do anything I want to make sure that every gender, every race has their freedom forever and ever until the end of time.
And let's have a prayer.
And I will do anything I want to make sure that every gender, every race has their freedom forever and ever until the end of time.
And let's have a prayer.
Robert also asked if I would help with the prayer. But you have to at least sit up and hold my hand. God, I thank you for our children. And I thank you for the beauty of this church and what it does to our hearts and how we can be renewed in your love and your commitment to justice and freedom. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Robert, and thank you to Jesus who saw how much we can learn from children. Thank you to Jesus who shared our full humanity with us, and as we move into the service of the Passion, I thought maybe we could sing this song, Jesus Knows, based on a sermon by Pastor Katie about Jesus living as a human in the world. We'll sing a little bit about that story, and a little bit about how Jesus understood our pain because he experienced it as well. Let's sing together.
It matters to me that Jesus was born. He entered the world as a little child. To me that Jesus taught, he ate with the sinner and the defiled. Sometimes I wonder if Jesus hears us, does he know our pain? Yes, Jesus knows. Upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. Jesus knows, Jesus knows, and he's calling us to live again. Amen. Jesus knows, Jesus knows. It matters to me that Jesus lives. It matters to me that Jesus doubted on the cross. He called out to God. And when I wonder if Jesus hears us, my soul sings this reply. Yes, Jesus knows. Upon the earth, and from suffering he arose. wants to live again. Amen. Jesus knows. Jesus knows. Jesus knows. Amen.
As we enter into our time of offering today, just a reminder that we are God's people here on this earth today, and this is God's church. And we need to try to financially support the church so we may continue to serve God. Please give as you are able. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before Thee, hail Thee as the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the
loving and faithful God, these are our gifts for your glory. Lead us and be with us so that we use them wisely. Amen.
Amen. At this time, Erica is going to come up and lead us in an invitation to be present with our bodies as we hear the story.
I'm Erica, and my pronouns are they and them. And yes, like Peck said, I'm going to lead some movement to help us feel open to whatever might come up for us during this service of the Passion. So I'm switching what I'm doing a little bit because I'm feeling a little like Robert. So instead of starting slow and moving up to shaking, I think I'm going to start. I'll invite you to rise in body or in spirit, of course. So I think we'll move in a way that is almost like the story today, which is starting with praise him, leading towards more solemn feeling. So let's start by just shaking our bodies. So start with your feet. And your legs. And shake your hips. And you can let out any sound that needs to come out while you're doing this. And shake your arms. Maybe shake in a circle. And do a little bouncing. Let's bounce. So first, just bounce up and down. Really feel it in your feet. And maybe bounce side to side. Bounce your shoulders. And again, if more sound needs to come out, you let that happen. Yeah, maybe take a big breath in. Let it out with sound. Another one, take a really big breath in. And let it all out. And this time, really let yourself just collapse. Just really, so breathe in. And one more. And close your eyes and come into your own being, your own landscape of your inner being. And notice your breath. Notice your lungs. Notice how even when we're still, there's still movement that's happening. And I invite you to, as you're noticing the in and out breath and how that moves your body, to allow that to move you, to move with your breath. So any movement that your body wants to do, whether that's doing some more of the opening and closing, or maybe it's just a sway, but it's a chance to let your breath lead you, so you're being receptive to what your body might want to do. And if you notice yourself feeling floaty and you're wanting to feel more grounded, you can bend your knees, really feel your weight, feel gravity holding you to the earth. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back to the space.
Thank you. Jesus and his disciples came to a place called Gethsemane. Jesus said to them, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him. He began to feel despair and was anxious. He said to them, "I'm very sad. It's as if I'm dying. Stay here and keep alert." Then he went a short distance farther and fell to the ground. He prayed that, if possible, he might be spared the time of suffering. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Take this cup of suffering away from me. However, not what I want, but what you want." He came and found the others sleeping. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Couldn't you stay alert for 1 hour? Stay alert and pray so that you won't give in to temptation. The spirit is eager, but the flesh is weak." Again, he left them and prayed, repeating the same words. And again, when he came back, he found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open, and they didn't know how to respond to him. He came a third time and said to them, "Will you sleep and rest all night? That's enough. The time has come for the human one to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let's go. Look, here comes my betrayer."
Stay with me.
Suddenly, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came with a mob carrying swords and clubs. They had been sent by the chief priests, legal experts, and elders. His betrayer had given them a sign: "Arrest the man I kiss and take him away under guard." As soon as he got there, Judas said to Jesus, "Rabbi," then he kissed him. And then they came and grabbed Jesus and arrested him. One of the bystanders drew a sword and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his ears. Jesus responded, "Have you come with swords and clubs to arrest me like an outlaw? Day after day I was with you, teaching in the temple, but you didn't arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And all his disciples left him and ran away. One young man, a disciple, was wearing nothing but a linen cloth. They grabbed him, but he left the linen cloth behind and ran away naked.
To the high priest, and all the chief priests, elders, and legal experts gathered. Peter followed him from a distance right into the high priest's courtyard. He was sitting with the guards, warming himself by the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they couldn't find any. Many bore false testimony against him, but they contradicted each other. Some stood to offer false witness against him, saying, "We heard him saying, 'I will destroy this temple constructed by humans, and within 3 days I will build another one not made by humans.'" But their testimonies didn't agree even on this point. Then the high priest stood up in the middle of the gathering and examined Jesus. "Aren't you going to respond to the testimony these people have brought against you?" But Jesus was silent and didn't answer. Again, the high priest asked, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the human one sitting on the right side of the Almighty and coming on the heavenly clouds." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we need any more witnesses? You've heard his insult against God. What do you think? They all condemned him. He deserves to die. Some began to spit on him, some cover his face and hit him, saying, "Prophesy." Then the guards took him and beat him. Meanwhile, Peter was below in the courtyard. A woman, one of the high priest's servants, approached and saw Peter warming himself by the fire. She stared at him and said, "You were also with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand what you're saying." And he went outside into the outer courtyard. A rooster crowed. The female servant saw him again a second time to say to those standing around, "This man is one of them." But he denied it again. A short time later, those standing around again said to Peter, "You must be one of them, because you are also a Galilean." But he cursed and swore, "I don't know this man you're talking about." At the very moment a rooster crowed a second time, Peter remembered what Jesus told him, "Before a rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." He broke down sobbing.
Jesus, remember me.
Daybreak, the chief priests, with the elders, legal experts, and the whole Sanhedrin, formed a plan. They bound Jesus, led him away, and turned him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "That's what you say." The chief priests were accusing him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Are you going to answer? What about all these accusations?" But Jesus gave no more answers, so that Pilate marveled. During the festival, Pilate released one prisoner to them, whomever they requested. A man named Barabbas was locked up with the rebels who had committed murder during an uprising. The crowd pushed forward and asked Pilate to release someone, as he regularly did. Pilate answered them, "Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" He knew the chief priests had handed him over because of jealousy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas to them instead. Pilate replied, "Then what do you want me to do with the one you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted, "Crucify him." Pilate said to him, "Why? What wrong has he done?" They shouted even louder, "Crucify him." So Pilate wanted to satisfy the crowd. So he released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus whipped and then handed him over to be crucified.
Thank you.
soldiers led Jesus away into the courtyard of the palace known as the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole company of soldiers. They dressed him up in a purple robe and twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on him. They saluted him, "Hey, King of the Jews!" Again and again, they struck his head with a stick. They spit on him and knelt before him to honor him. When they finished mocking him, they stripped him of the purple robe and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. Simon, a man from Cyrene, Alexander and Rufus's father, was coming in from the countryside. They forced him to carry his cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means skull place. They tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he didn't take it. They crucified him. They divided up his clothes, drawing lots for them to determine who would take what. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The notice of the formal charge against him was written, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 outlaws with him, one on his right and one on his left. People walked by, insulted him, shaking their heads and saying, "Ha! So you were going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, were you? Save yourself and come down from that cross." In the same way, the chief priests were making fun of him among themselves. But together with the legal experts, "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross. Then we'll see and believe." Even those who had been crucified with Jesus insulted him.
From noon until 3 in the afternoon, the whole earth was dark. At 3, Jesus cried out with a loud shout, "Elwa, Elwa, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you left me?" After hearing him, some standing there said, "Look, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, and put it on a pole. He offered it to Jesus, saying, "Let's see if Elijah will come take him down." But Jesus let out a loud cry and died. The curtain of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. When the centurion, who stood facing Jesus, saw how he died, he said, "This man was certainly God's son." Some women were watching from a distance, including Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, the younger one, and Joseph and Salome. When Jesus was in Galilee, these women had followed and supported him, along with many other women who had come to Jerusalem with him. Since it was late in the afternoon on preparation day, just before the Sabbath, Joseph from Arimathea dared to approach Pilate and ask for Jesus's body. Joseph was a prominent council member who also eagerly anticipated the coming of God's kingdom. Pilate wondered if Jesus was already dead. He called the centurion and asked him whether Jesus had already died. When he learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, Pilate gave the dead body to Joseph. He bought a linen cloth, took Jesus down from the cross, wrapped him in the cloth, and laid him in a tomb that had been carved out of rock. He rolled a stone against the entrance to the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was buried. Just want to invite us to take a few more minutes of silence. You can just be quiet in prayer. You're welcome to write or draw in your bulletin if you'd like. And also just in a few minutes, we'll bring our prayers to God. So if you haven't had a chance to write a prayer and would like to do that now, you can do that on a 3x5 card and we'll come around with a basket again for our prayer time. Let's just take a few moments to sit with a story in silence.
We come now to a time of prayer where we move out of the space of that story just a little while and come into a time of listening again to what is on each other's hearts and what is on our hearts and what we might want to speak aloud for the community to hear. If you have a struggle you're wrestling with or a joy you'd like to share, any other prayers, we want to gather here and have an opportunity to voice that out loud. Susan is going to come around with a basket, but Amy, you can bring that up. Thank you. And if you have any other prayer cards you'd like to put in the basket, go ahead and do that. And if you're joining us on Zoom, please feel free to put your prayer in the chat, and we will read those out loud as well. So here are some of the prayers of our community. Amy is rejoicing in the celebration of the 50th anniversary of Reverend Geneva Butz's ordination. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ron Page is asking prayers for his sister, Mary Ellen, as she grieves her late husband. Also, his brother Paul, who struggles with kidney failure and dialysis. Thank you. We will lift up you, Ron, and your family. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. A prayer from Ed Dugan. I want to share two joys and a prayer request. Tomorrow, I start my new job, and tomorrow is my sobriety anniversary. I would like to pray for all the alcoholics and drug addicts who are still suffering from the disease of drug addiction. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Heather Bargeron, I am so moved by Robert's sharing with us his keen understanding of the crucifixion of our siblings breaks my heart and gives me hope all at once. I give thanks that he has found a community here to tell the truth and claim love and freedom for all. Thanks be to God. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Joy from Pauline Abernathy. I thank God that my brother-in-law, Dan Kaplan's 12-hour surgery this week was successful. The cancer tumor was removed, and he is recovering. Thanks be to God. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Sarah Hill, a joy that my sister, Lauren, is expecting a baby in October. Prayers for health and safety for baby and for mom. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Amy, prayers for my beloved brother David, who is challenged by the depression accompanying congestive heart failure. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Jean and Amy, prayers for Noah, a transgender teen who continues his self-destructive way. Prayers for his family and prayers for the program which is working to help Noah. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Lucinda, thanking God for Bessa's 6th birthday this past week. So grateful for her life and love. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Pax, for my neighbor Pete, who lost his sister Nordine to a terminal illness. Blessings on him and his family during this time of grief. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And from Sarah Harrison Benchamal, who's also lifting up a prayer over Zoom, I want to share a joy that my partner Casey delivered our baby in March, named Harrison June Benchimol. Thanks to God that it went safely, even with a short NICU stay. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And from Buki, for my Aunt Felicia, who was in a car accident this past week. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Ken Gritter, do you want to share a joy?
Well, several of you already know this, but Martha and I just can't contain ourselves. 1 week ago today, Christina, our daughter, gave birth to a baby boy named Avery, and Tom, and Christina and the baby Avery are doing well, and Tom, is her husband, is helping in every way that he can, and we just can't contain our joy. Thank you.
Amen. We're so happy for you, Ken. Those are the prayers that were lifted up, the joys and celebrations, as well as the burdens and struggles we're carrying. I know there are many more, and we hold many of them still, prayers still on our heart. We remember that God hears those prayers, even if they're silent. Let's take some time now and lift up our prayers together as we sing. God, we know that you hear us, have heard us, and continue to hear us as we lift up the prayers on our hearts. We thank you, Jesus, that you know our struggle. You know what it's like to be in a human body. You know what it's like in times of suffering and difficulty and struggle. God, thank you for walking with us. Thank you for the witness and ministry of Jesus, for his radical way of nonviolent love that took him all the way to the cross. God, we ask that you would be with us this week, this Holy Week, as we journey nearer to the cross. Help us to sit with some of the truths of ourselves, some of the hard truths, but also to sit with the truth of your deep and wide love that knows no bounds. God, we pray and lift up all that has been shared this morning. We lift up the celebrations, the new life, the new birth, the new journeys and starts for people. We lift up anniversaries of ordinations, anniversaries of sobriety, anniversaries of love and birth. We thank you, God, for these gifts. And we lift up also to you, God, those who are struggling with addiction, with pain, with suffering, with illnesses. God, we pray that your spirit would be near and guide and draw close in these journeys. We thank you for your constant presence with us, and we pray that you would walk with each of us through this week, speak to us in the places of our pain, and bring us together again in the joy of Easter. So God, we ask all these things and we thank you for Jesus, who also taught us to pray. And may we pray that prayer together that he taught us, saying, Our Parent, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite you to rise in body or in spirit as we join together for our final song.
Hello again. So I'm offering some simple movements for us to do to our final song. So I'll do it with you, and I'll stay here to do it while we're singing. So it's an eight count, but simply we're, the general pattern is out, out, in, circle, circle, okay? Okay, and so as we go, you can adapt it to whatever, you know, you want the circle to be, but the idea is we're going out, out, in, and when you come in, you connect your hands or do some kind of way to feel this bind or this connection that's in the song. So you feel this, and then we move it in a circle and a circle, okay? So let's do it all together. Out, out, in, circle, circle. And you really can tug and kind of feel that connection. And if you feel like you want to feel that tug in your heart, you could move like this, feeling the circle from your heart space. You could feel pulled back. However you want to feel that tug, or however you want to express that bind. Okay? Thumbs up? Sound good? Okay.
Let's bless one another as we leave this place. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with kindness and grant you peace. Go in peace to serve God and one another. Amen.